Good morning. Good morning. Okay. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. I'm reading the NIV. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Okay, let's pray. Father God, we just thank you for this morning. We thank you that we can come and just be with you before we start our days. Father, we just pray for soft hearts. Pray that you will speak to us this morning. And just guide us throughout today, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, so this verse is a classic verse, a GIC verse, a goodie. This Bible of mine I've had since 2002, and it was given to me by my my parents. And every member of my family, you know, wrote their favorite verse in it for me. And my brother wrote this verse in it for me. And I don't know if it's because as a 16-year-old, it's like the only one he could remember at the moment. But, you know, it's definitely a verse that comes up again and again and again since, you know, youth group days or even younger. And yet, as an adult, you know, I would say that there are many times when it's still a struggle to trust God. You know, when people say it, you're like, yeah. But, you know, it's a struggle. And I think the part of it is that our idea of trust sometimes is a bit skewed. I know it was for myself, because it actually wasn't until very recently even that I feel like my idea or my concept of trusting God really shifted. Like when I think about trust, or when I thought about trust, I don't know if you guys have seen the movie Aladdin, the cartoon. And, you know, there's this scene where he first meets Princess Jasmine, but she's in disguise as, like, a peasant. And, you know, they're hitting it off, and, you know, suddenly the guards come looking for Aladdin, and, you know, they have to run away, and, you know, he turns to her before, you know, like, standing on the ledge of a building, and is like, "Do you trust me?" You know, she's like, "Yes," and, you know, takes his hand, and they jump off the building, and, you know, and he does it again when he's on the magic carpet, you know, like, "Do you trust me?" And she's like, "Yes," and then again. And, you know, we look at scenes like that, and it's this, you know, this kind of romanticized idea of trust, you know, like, it makes your heart beat a little faster, like, you know, trust involves being risky, you know, it's emotional, sometimes it's a bit nonsensical, and it's dramatic, you know. And so I think, you know, even for me, like, when I think of trust, I think of these kind of big, kind of dramatic moments in my life, you know, like the big events, you know, like, oh, like when I was applying to university, or, you know, getting a job, or, you know, when you're deciding if you want to get married, or, you know, when you have your first kid. And, you know, it's like in those team building activities, you know, the trust fall when you, you know, you go back and someone catches you, that it's like our focus is more on the fall part as opposed to the trusting that someone is going to catch you. And, you know, and it's not wrong, right? Because we're supposed to trust God at all times, even those big, big events. You know, but in the verse, we're told to trust the Lord with all our heart and in all our ways acknowledge him. And, you know, that means that trust isn't just reserved for those big, risky moments in our lives. You know, it's something that is supposed to be lived out every day. It's like a lifestyle. I was at a conference this summer, and during one of the sessions, we were soaking, and the speaker read from this book. It's like all these blessings for our spirit. Like, you know how P. Sam has been teaching us, you know, I bless your spirit to connect to Holy Spirit. So this whole book is, you know, using, you know, the Bible to bless our spirits. And the topic for that session was trust. And just the way that trust was described for me, like, I honestly feel like it was like the first time that I heard trust being described like that. So I'm just going to read that little part first. Okay, the word trust is very significant in the Old Testament. It is not an act of your will where you choose to risk something, but it is a profound emotional confidence in which you are completely expecting things to be right. It is like the trust that you felt in the womb as you listened to your mother's heartbeat. You heard the thumping on a regular basis. Your body vibrated with the rushing sound of blood as her heart pumped. You trusted in your mother's heart, for it continued to beat minute after minute, day after day, and you had complete emotional confidence in it. That is what your father wants you to experience with him. He wants you to experience so much of his faithfulness that you are emotionally at peace in him. There's a time and a place for risking on God as an act of faith, even when your emotions don't agree. But it is far greater, a more wonderful, special gift for you to trust and be truly at peace with what your father is going to do and what he has called you to do. Yeah, so for me, it's like I said before, I always thought trusting God required this huge step, you know, of faith. You know, it's like, okay, God, like, I trust you. But then you kind of hold your breath and you kind of peek out of one eye to see, like, oh, what's going to happen? So when I hear this, you know, comparison of trust being like when we're in the womb, it's like mind-blowing for me. You know, that trust is, you know, in some ways just so effortless. You know, it's like breathing. It's like second nature. But essentially, that's what the verse is saying, right? Lean not on your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him. It's like when you think about yourself in your mother's womb, it's like you are, that is as dependent as you're ever going to be. You know, like, we say toddlers, you know, are dependent, but this is like another level of dependency. And, you know, you don't question anything. You're not even capable of questioning anything. And, you know, and that's the kind of humility that is necessary to fully trust in God. You know, when you recognize just how dependent you are on him and ultimately how good, you know, he is to you. You know, in Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 9, it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." So during my time in Cambodia, we had a leadership training weekend, and the topic was trust. And the idea was that everyone has a trust account with everyone. And, you know, and every time you come through, every time you keep a promise, every time you basically do what you say you're going to do, you make little deposits in those accounts with people. And as that account grows, it makes, you know, it easier for people, you know, to trust you. And, you know, you think about that, and it's quite true, right, with the people that you work with, or, you know, family, friends. You know, I think for me, like, my mom would be an example of, you know, someone who has always been so dependable, has so much wisdom, so much integrity. Like, the joke in our family is that we're always like, why are you always right? Like, why do we have to listen to you? But, yeah, so it's very true. And so you think about, like, your trust account with people and then theirs with you. So this week in staff meeting, Pastor Kenny actually had a revelation about this exact verse. And I was freaking out a little bit because I had been meditating on this and I thought he was going to steal my EMP, but he didn't. But basically his revelation was that, you know, when you're distant and unfamiliar with someone, trust is always risky. You know, even if that person is completely trustworthy, right? But you don't know them, so it's always risky. And so for him, he's like, yeah, so actually the key to trusting God is that intimacy. You know, it's the when you know that you know that you know that you know that things will be, you know, all right, that your path will be, you know, straight, because God always has and always will come through. And it's not just for those big things. You're experiencing it, you know, every moment, you know, big and small. So I want to ask Pastor Ricky to come up and play as we just reflect a bit right now. So the second part about trust accounts with people is that while we make deposits, we also make withdrawals. You know, so in the same way, every time we don't keep our promises or we drop the ball, we withdraw from that account. And the thing is, the deposits we make are small, but the withdrawals are big. And it always takes time to build an account back once, you know, trust has been lost. And I think the struggle sometimes when we have a hard time trusting God is because we feel like, you know, his account with us is low. You know, maybe there are things that we've been praying for that just, you know, haven't come to pass, or things that haven't worked out the way we expected. And that disappointment may have led to some doubt. You know, but the truth of it is that, you know, God can't make withdrawals. You know, he is forever faithful. So let's ask the Holy Spirit right now to reveal you know, his truth to us, that we can see God's faithfulness, that we can see his presence in his silence, that we can see his protection, that we can see his plan, and ultimately to see his love and his good intentions for us. So let's just, spend some time praying, and then Pastor Ricky will lead us in worship.
Things have passed away. Your love has stayed the same. Your constant grace remains the cornerstone. Things that we thought cause your sun to shine in the darkest nights. For all that you've done, we will pour out our love. This will be our anthem song. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one our hearts adore. The hopeless have found their home. The orphans now have a hearts adore.
Yeah, Father, we just humble ourselves before you, and we just, just want to acknowledge that your ways are greater. And Father, we just want to grow in intimacy with you, Lord. We just want to know you more, Lord. And God, we want to trust you, Lord. And so, Father, we just pray that we don't look to you as our God who just catches us, but you're our loving Father who is constantly embracing us, Lord, and you've never let us go. So, Father, just continue speaking your truth over us during this time, God. That we can know that, just that your plans are so good for us, Lord. That you just love us with such an abundant love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's pray for our community. Let's pray for those who are battling cancer or going through chemo and radiation therapy. Let's just pray. Let's pray for healing. Let's pray for strength for them and for their loved ones during this time. Let's pray for those who are ill but also don't know him yet. Let's just pray for divine opportunities for families and friends to love on them and share with them as they walk with them. Let's pray for those who are suffering from non-cancer-related sicknesses. Let's just pray for, just complete healing. Let's pray for encouragement for them. Let's pray for those who are looking for work, that they will trust in the Lord's provision, and that during this time that that they'll be spending it well, that they'll be resting and then spending time with God. Let's pray for our Friday mission focus for Cambodia and Grace and Bloom, and for Japan and P. Sophia. Let's pray for the Missions Council, for Piriki, Janella, John, Jungmin, Tim, Tyler, and Deb. Let's just pray for wisdom that, that they'll hear very clearly of the places that, you know, we're supposed to go to and the partnerships we're supposed to have. Let's pray for local outreach, for Igape, Homi, SB Lights, Freedom, Bridge, and Recreation. Let's pray for Tim and Janella as they lead the ministries. Also just pray for them as they're planning out Poverty Sunday, which will happen not this week, but next week. Let's pray for Friday evening activities, SPU, IP. Tonight we have the conference with RT Kendall that we're really excited about. So just pray for Dr. Kendall and his son as they prepare. Just as they bring the teaching to our church. And finally, let's pray for the house churches that meet tonight, for McCain and McRobinson, that they'll just have a great time fellowshipping together, whether they're discussing this week's sermon or they're here at the conference. Father God, we just thank you again for being just our good Father. And I bless your spirit to connect to Holy Spirit, to lead your body and soul. I bless you with having perfect peace that comes from trusting in the Lord. And I bless you with experiencing your Father's faithfulness and his faithful love towards you. And I bless you with experiencing his love for your emotions, to be aware, to know, to savor, to feel, to relish the love that your Father expresses toward you. And I bless you with experiencing that so often that you can never doubt your Father's love. Amen. Please enjoy the rest of your prayer time, and hopefully we'll see you all tonight.